Good morning. Last week we began exploring the theme, Achieving Excellence in Ministry Through Effective Christ-Centered Leadership and Living. This theme is the heart of the vision of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica for the next 5 years and will be our focus for several weeks. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, we read, Now the Lord had said to Abram, Get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. This call by God was the basis of the vision that directed Abraham's life. He was called to leave three things: his country, his people, and his father's household. These are the very things that give anyone a sense of security and belonging. But Abraham was told to leave them. He was not told specifically where he was to go, but that his destination would be his inheritance from the Lord. He needed to have no fear or anxiety about where he would end up though, for the Lord's presence would be there for him as his assurance. God did not threaten Abraham. Instead, he promised him great blessings if he was obedient. In verse 2 to 3, God committed himself to 5 I will promises. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse. Last week we noted that a godly vision starts with God's priorities and is inspired by his promises. God initiated the vision, not Abraham. When leaders start with God's vision, they can more easily maintain direction and keep their motives pure. We will now continue examining other characteristics of a godly vision. A God-inspired vision is long-term. God's vision for your ministry, states George Barna, the founder of the Barna Group, is that it will not change quickly, nor will it be something that you will accomplish rapidly. His vision will require years of active pursuit. The vision itself may outlive you. No other visionary leader in the Bible better illustrates long-term vision than the life of Abraham. Faith, hard work, diligence, and patience are required to achieve long-term vision. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak, it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry, writes the prophet Habakkuk. Habakkuk 2 and verse 3. A God-inspired vision includes others. A vision from God always involves and blesses others. The Lord told Abraham he would be blessed in order to bless many nations, which is precisely what happened through the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. Vision involves change. God is not satisfied with routine. He is a God of diversity and creativity, a creator committed to progress and advancement. He called Abraham to leave family, familiar surroundings, and to set out to an unknown territory. This call was a call to change of a monumental proportion. Leaders then must be willing to embrace change, listening to the voice of God as He leads them. Vision must be embraced wholeheartedly. In Genesis 11:31, Abram's father, Terah, had set out for the land of Canaan, the very place that God later called Abram to go to. But for reasons unknown, Terah stopped short at Haran, where he died. It was following the death of Terah that God called Abram to leave everything and go on the journey. Genesis 11:4 says, "So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, fully committed to the vision that God had given to him." Susan Gaither Jennings and Barry Jennings wrote, "What this dying world could use is a willing man of God who dares to go against the grain and works without applause. A man who will raise the shield of faith, protecting what is pure, whose love is tough and gentle, a man whose word is sure. God doesn't need an orator who knows just what to say. He doesn't need authorities to reason him away. He doesn't need an army to guarantee a win. He just needs a few good men. God makes a choice of leaders based on His plans and purpose. Very often, His choice surprises those who are called. However, even before you were born, He ordained you and called you, as He said to Jeremiah, 'Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you and ordained you a prophet to the nations.'" Jeremiah 1 verse 5. Has God called you, or is He calling you to lead? He's calling you to effective, Christ-centered leadership and living. He may be calling you to leave all that provides a sense of security and well-being in order to fulfill His vision for your life, just like He called Abraham. With this vision comes promises which are guaranteed and underwritten by God. In Matthew 6, verse 33, Jesus said, "But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." I encourage you to embrace God's vision for your life by accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior if you're not a Christian. If God is calling you to embrace His vision for your life, whether you are an existing leader or you sense the stirring of the Holy Spirit to take on the task of leadership, I encourage you to embrace this vision and follow as He leads. God bless you.